Dominion 2024 14 days fasting and prayer. From the 4th to the 17th of March 2024. Right here at Porter City Mutual Pram Pram with God's servant Nana Sayo Pokusakodie.
Very brief message. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount at its wings as eagles. They will run, they will never be weary. They will walk and they will never what? Faint. Hallelujah. And so the benefit, the merit, the rewards of seeking the Lord. I want to pump something inside you briefly because there are some of you where when we start praying and seeking the face of God, you don't really take it serious. You don't really be part of it. You just want to become a Sunday morning worshiper. Sunday you come to church, satisfy your religious conscience, and then you go back, and then you don't need God again until Sunday. Then there's another time you need God when trouble comes. Then you begin to find God. Then you take a touch like, God, where are you? I'm looking for you. I'm in trouble. No, listen to me. The system has changed and the generation has changed. All kinds of changes are going on. Amen. The most dangerous thing, let me tell you something. Look at me very carefully. The most dangerous thing God has given to everybody that if you don't know how to handle, it will affect you is time. Because it doesn't wait for anybody. Time is not wait. By the time I finish preaching, your age is not the same. In fact, by the next 5 minutes, you have grown. Somebody look at me, daddy, right now, hey, daddy, you are growing. You are saying, you too, you are not growing here. Yeah. If I lost 1 year, you also lose 1 year. If I lose 1 hour, you lose 1 hour. So time is the greatest gift God has given to us. There is a message I'm preparing on time. When I finish preaching, it will change your attitude. I'm trusting God that this week, God will give me a release to preach it. Time. The rich has 24 hours, the poor has 24 hours. It is how you manage it that determines what you get. Amen. Unfortunately, it's only Africa who are their own time. And it's to their deception. Let's meet at 5 o'clock. Okay. Do you know? So we can't even give time. We say between 1 and 2. Have you seen the way we give our time? Well, then let's make it between 1 and 2. So that we can come late. African time. That's the way we call it. African time. It's not recorded in the heavens. It's not recorded anywhere. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So the system has changed. Apart from Second World War, the next thing that has changed the world is coronavirus. Coronavirus, after its effect, the world has never been the same. And the world is not going to be the same. Everything has shifted. The style of worshiping God has shifted. Hallelujah. Different things are happening to churches. For instance, there are churches that they didn't want their members to be exposed to other ministries. They just kept them and tried to control them until coronavirus came. And everybody was locked down. And all they know is their denominational pastor's message. And after that, they started listening to other messages from on high. They said, hey. And I debi eba na say something going here to try and say no. So a lot of pastors don't even know the dynamics that the generation where we live now, the fact that they are sitting there does not mean you are their only pastor. That is a fact. Even some of you sitting here. Wow. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking to me. He's talking. This man, he prophesied to preaching, so he's talking about me. But that is the dynamic. That one you don't control. It's God that has set the system that way. Amen. Are you getting it? Some people are sitting at home. From 5 o'clock to now, they've gone to 7 services. Morning service, Nigeria, 2nd, Kenya, 3rd, Uganda, and I'm the 4th. 5th one will be Joel Austin. And then they keep going. That is a system, believe it or not. How many of you agree with what I'm talking about? Look at the agreement. It's there. But if you're a pastor, your spirit man is not lifted there. A lot of pastors are still trying to box God and put him in a denomination level. That means that one of the things God used to use coronavirus to do is to break denominational barrier. Break denominational barrier. Are you getting it? The reason is because the fivefold ministry are for the perfection of the saint. That means that every saint to grow and be perfect, he must hear a little of an apostle, a little of a prophet, a little of an evangelist. He must enjoy a little of a teacher and also sit under a pastor. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But some of them box the people so much, they didn't want them to get exposed to anything. If it's not me, don't listen to it. I've seen pastors who want their people not to go anywhere, which I don't think you have seen me ever do it. No? Amen. Why did you want to that? Somebody said he was sharing my message accidentally. He normally makes sure he doesn't, when he say he doesn't go to his pastor, this time he accidentally said, bam, the thing went to his pastor. The pastor, the pride, macho. Immediately, he said, they're macho. Yeah. Yes. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Yeah. Tell your neighbor, things are not going to be the same. It has affected the economies of countries. Huh? And for the end time prophecy, nations against nation, kingdom against kingdom. One of the things that affect the economy is the Ukraine war. Then the Gaza war came to add. Huh? All wars are coming to place. The war in Sudan. That is why now when you are traveling to Dubai, it has increased the hours of the flight. Sometimes like six hours, for something minutes, 7 hours maximum you are there. Now it's almost 8 hours plus. The reason is that Sudan airspace is closed. Once the airspace is closed, then you have to wind up through another place because it's not safe for commercial aircraft because of the exchange of missiles. Ukraine airspace closed. All kinds of things. Some of you are sitting there, you know. Now, in the midst of all these things, if you are a child of God, you want to walk and just be ordinary. I told you at the all-nighter, you cannot make it by your strength. You cannot make it by hard working. Because people work harder than you, but they are broke. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? So you can work and be blessed by divine backing. But God doesn't bless you because you sit in church. Sitting in church does not really attract favor for you. It is seeking God. He said, draw near unto me and I will draw near. So God is not coming around looking for anybody. If you want God, now come on, let's do this exercise. Look at this thing. This is you and this is God. Huh? And between us, who should be God? Look at the way draw near. So I take one step. Have you noticed it? This is the way you get closer to God. Huh? Guess what? If you start backsliding. So if you go back, God is going back. Because he said, draw near unto me, and I will draw near. So it is what you do that determines how God will act towards you. It's very simple. When you take one step forward, God takes one step forward. When you take one step forward, God takes one step forward. That is why the people in the Bible that seek God, they find him. He said, they that seek me, they will find me. Not that he is hidden, but he is hidden to those who don't seek him. See that, man of God. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So we are talking about seeking. And now let's start it. Psalm 34 and verse number 10. Listen to what David said. In fact, David said a lot of things about the Psalms. He is crying unto the Lord. When you read from verse number 5, he said, I sought the Lord and he heard me. Verse number 5, and delivered me. It was what I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So even when David is afraid, he seeks God. When David is afraid, he seeks God. Sometimes there are certain fears you cannot explain. Fear of the unknown, fear of something you sense, fear of something. Sometimes you can have a bad feeling. You are there, you cannot pinpoint exactly what is coming, but your spirit man is heavy. Your spirit man is not light. Something you cannot put your finger. David said, when I sense that thing, I see God. I sought the Lord. David said that I sought the Lord and he heard me. So if David didn't see God, God would have heard him. So if you want to, oh Jesus Christ, Lord, are these people listening to me at all? Huh? If you want to get God's attention, seek him. Seek him. Seek him. And then verse number 10 is my beef. Look at verse 10. We are fasting and you are eating. Listen, the fact that you can go through and listen to different pastors does not mean you shouldn't have a shepherd and a spiritual father. That one is very dangerous. Paul said you can have many instructors, but you must have one father. So after you go and listen to all of them, come back here. Look at the way you are looking at me. Listen to Prophet Obolo. Listen to Apostle Obulolo. And listen to all of them. But after that, come back to your daddy. Because listen, there is a place you come to where you will know that the devil will not seek the prayer of your instructors, you will find your father. In the spiritual realm, the devil will find out, because everybody working on earth must have a spiritual father. If you claim to be a Christian, everybody, there must be something heavy must acknowledge. Because some of you, when you are walking around there, the devil know that you belong, you are connected to this grace. Satan knows. He doesn't know. He knows it. When he see Deborah, he knows that he's connected. When he see Martha, he knows that he's connected. Hallelujah. He knows that you are connected to this grace. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So it's not in your interest to be walking around, because every sheep without a shepherd stands the chance to be killed by the lion. You get exposed. Verse number 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord. Now, this is heavy. Everybody say young lions. They are the ones that go for the prey. They are the hunters. In fact, in the lion kingdom, the female ones are even dangerous hunters than the male ones. The male ones are the one with the fluffy hair, but the female ones, they are dangerous hunters. And the young ones are very energetic. So when you see a group of lions, the most dangerous, and the Bible said that even the young lions, they suffer hunger. So what God is saying is that the young lions can only hunt when there is a prey. But if there is no adwa or achain, they have to achain. They must continue. Somebody say, what's achain? Google it. If they don't have those seeds, they must continue to hungry, because there is no animal that has appeared. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now, so the Bible said the young lions do that. So God is making some comparison here. And God is trying to say that even when you depend on your strength, you can go hungry. The young lions are not supposed to go hungry, but the Bible says they are not supposed to lack because of their energetic and their strength and their hunting star. But in the midst of all their hunting star, there is nothing to hunt. And so the Bible says the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. How can a young lion suffer hunger? It's like a rich man that don't have food to eat. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But the Bible said that the comparison and the common here said that, but they that seek the Lord. But they that seek the Lord, they shall not want any good thing. So when we lack good things, then we are not seeking God. If you lack a good husband, you are not seeking God. This morning, so a thought came to my mind. I was in a prayer room praying, and then the Lord said that there's a scripture that dropped in my heart. My son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Have you seen that scripture in the Bible? Jesus is standing at your heart and he's knocking. If you open, you enter. So actually what he's saying is that, give me your heart. That means you can give your heart to anything. Yes. Apart from Christ. You can give your heart to alcohol. Yeah. You can give your heart to a girl. A querista for specifications and for... Yeah. You can give your heart to a man. You can give your heart to somebody's husband. There are many things that can steal your heart. But God is demanding, give me your heart. Because if God doesn't have your heart, he doesn't have you. This is a bottom line. You can sit in church. That's why there are scripture like, these people draw near close to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. It means that once God doesn't have your heart, he doesn't have you. The Bible says the young lions do lack and so, but they that seek the Lord. So we are continuing to seek the Lord. Don't sit down and think that because you have a good job, you are making some money, it's not necessary to seek God. It's a deception. Deception. Seeking God is not for poor people. Let me say that again. Seeking God is not for those who lack alone. Seeking God is for those who love God. Give the Lord a better clap of. It's for those who love God. Seeking God is for those who love God. When you love somebody, you pursue the person. How many men you are married? Men. Marriage men. Lift your hand. Please lift it very well. I don't know how many years you are married. But can you book out your memory and find out the first day you saw your wife? That time it was your girlfriend when you saw her. When you saw her, what happened to your heart? Okay, after that, you went ahead and told her that you love her. Do you remember that almost every day you were going to his house? It depends on how aggressive hunter you are. Because all hunters are not the same. When I was courting with mommy, I was seeing her every day. Oh yes. We courted for 1 year or thereabout. I mean a little. Every day. I used to go and preach somewhere.
12 o'clock midnight, when I'm coming, I'll pass through his house. I'll drive there, and then you stand at the door, and I say, well, okay, I'll see you tomorrow, then I'll go. Yeah. What about that? Yeah. Yeah. I was a new town. Where he lives, and there's no parking, his father's house is a very busy street with Muslims with motors. But I went there so mad that there was a guy who dedicated himself to get me a parking. Because they park, but one day one of them comes, oh, hey, pastor, come, I've got to a parking. Sometimes you take me down and he say, follow me, you'll be trotting and I will be following, driving. And then when he comes, I park. Yeah. And then I'll get him something. He say, hey, God bless you. He asked me, tomorrow will you be coming? Then sometimes you answer him for yourself, so by how much you come. Sometimes I go there 2 times in a day. In the morning, I'll send water to the house for them. And in the evening, I'll visit. Now, listen. So, if you lost somebody, you will seek the person. That is why you, the guy that don't look for you, that you still claim is your boyfriend and your fiancé, I have a problem with you. You are the one that is seeking him. Oh, yeah. They that seek the Lord. So when you see us coming here fasting and praying, we are seeking God. We want to get closer to God. The closer you are with God, the easier life becomes. Wow. Hey! Amen! Are you clapping or you are just like, we are seeking the face of God. Tell your neighbor, join those who are seeking the Lord. Tell the person, join us. We are seeking God. Join us. Huh. Amen! Now, let me give you 3 examples of seeking God and I'll get out of your way. There was a guy in the Bible called Jehoshaphat. This Jehoshaphat was a king. If you remember the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he is the one that, but before we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 17. When you read from verse number 3, it gave us an insight about a story about this guy called Jehoshaphat. And listen to what the Bible said. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. Hey, are you following me? Because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not Balaam. That means that other people were seeking Balaam, but Jehoshaphat didn't join them. Jehoshaphat, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. Nothing can be compared to that girl that you wake up and you sense God is with you. Listen to me. Nothing can be compared to that. It is dangerous for you to come to the place sense that God is not with you. Then what are you doing on earth? Because if God be for you, watch this. If God be for you, so the Bible says, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, the Lord was with him. Because and the reason there was a reason God is with him. God is not just with anybody. There is something you must do for God to be with you. There is something you must do to get his attention. There is something you must practice to get his undivided attention. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord is moving to and fro. It's one looking for somebody whose heart is perfect. Now hear this. If the Lord is not with you, any arrow can hit you. Witchcraft arrow, arrows of sickness, arrows of disease. Your family wicked spirit can buy sickness and bring it to you. The only reason why it cannot work is that God is with you. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because He walked in the first ways of his father, the first ways. That means that David has a second way. And one of the second ways is Bathsheba. That is another message. First ways. Look at the neighbor and say, which ways are you now? First or second? So some people, their first ways is that, the first ways that they were serving God. Some of you do remember, you used to be very holy. Read my English and read my lips. You used to be. First ways. In fact, you were a virgin. First ways. Have you seen that you are quiet? Have you seen that you can't talk? If you are a woman, talk. First ways. Yeah. Wow. The room has become very quiet. Should I continue or should I stop here? How many of you feel I should continue? Are you sure? Your first ways, you used to only know your wife.
A man just turned his head towards that side. He didn't want to look at my face. Yeah. You know, only your husband. In fact, the first 18 years of your marriage, only your husband, only your wife you know. First ways. The Bible said, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not Balaam. Let's go to the next verse. Look at it. But sought the Lord. He did it. So if you are not seeking God, then you are seeking something. You, it's not Balaam. Some of you, the reason you don't serve God is that you are seeking money. Most of your viewers, you love God, but the impediment has to do with what to eat in the future. And some of you, as a result of what to eat tomorrow, you are so much preoccupied that you must work excess time, extra time, and work hard. Who told you hard work brings blessing? It is God that blesses the little that you have and multiplies. There's nothing wrong in doing that, but make sure God is not out of the equation. That means that if you become chronic and addicted kind of Christian, then you have an excuse of the reason you won't come to church because there's traffic. Then you are telling God something. You are telling God something. Now, let me ask you a question. If you pray for a good job, and God gives you the good job, and as a result of the job, you stop coming to church. Why should God answer another person's prayer on that? Should God give you a work that cut you off from him? Why should he even take you to the next level? No! The Bible said, but sought the Lord God of his father and walk in his commandment. And not after the doings of Israel. So, it's in our time. Not after the ways people are living in your office. In your environment. There is a standard. This is a generation that call evil good. And good evil. So, it's a very dicey generation. They are presented and packaged evil. And wrapped with wrappers. So much that you can receive it and think it's good. That is a generation. Somebody's wife committed adultery. And then it was trying to bring a marriage breakup. And somebody was saying, another woman was trying to intervene and said that this thing is normal. This is not something you should leave your wife about. It's normal. It's a common thing. In our time, all kinds of circumstances can let a woman do that. Maybe at that time, he has a feeling, but you were not there. And also, for they can coat, they can sugarcoat it, they can decorate it and present it in a way that you see, you can sin in this generation and be comfortable. There are some young people here, they don't see the reason why they shouldn't have a girlfriend. They don't see the reason they should have a boyfriend. No, this is a generation that it's like you are not normal if you are going to have your wedding and you are, if you are going to have your wedding and you are a virgin. It's not even asked now. It's not normal. They are called evil good and good evil. Yeah. So if you don't take care, gradually, even sin is not even preaching some pulpits. Some pastors are saying, God didn't call me to preach sin. Who should preach it? Didn't Jesus preach it? He told the Pharisee, you hypocrite. You have sat up the heaven. You will not enter. You not other people enter. It might not be, but sometimes put people on their toes. Let them know that what they are doing, it doesn't please God. No. We are coming to the place that if you are not careful, we come to the place in the church that even the pastor can have a wife and a girlfriend. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pastors, itinerary pastors, traveling with girls. Girls. Secretary is a girlfriend. PA is a girlfriend. And other one, the lead singer. Oh, but Jamano, they are being lead choir. Because listen, there are two ways. You can sing by skill and you can sing under the influence of the unction. All of them are singing. Amen. Yeah, some people, they sing the gospel, but they don't know anything about Christ. They are singing gospel, nothing. No wonder our gospel don't last. People play a song. After 6 months, the song is nowhere to be found. Don Juan Dems has been singing for years. I mean, feel this call. You speak their song and still their power. Listen to me.
Listen to me. Let me tell you how anointing and revival can keep things. Do you know the Methodist hymn is over 400 years? Yes. Pick it and start reading it and start singing it. Because of the anointing of Charles Wesley, John Wesley, unadulterated. So when you wake up and say, we have an anchor that keeps 400 years of a song written, it cannot die. Seeking the face of God is an advantage to all of you. I'm coming to a place you love it. It will protect you in the office. It will defend you in the office. Number two, we are surrounded by wicked men. If you know the way occultism is expanding in Ghana, it's alarming. Young boys trying to make quick money. Now they are deceiving them to tell them that it's just a philanthropic organization. And they are joining. And some of them, they are even marrying them, they are not aware. One guy told me, my husband went to have some friends and said, daddy, after that, he only have sex with me when I'm in my cycle. He said, only that time. The guy has gone for blood covenant. All kinds of things are happening. What is going to happen? People want to make money quick. Quick. You can be sound and get connected to somebody who is dubious and not be aware. Yes. Yes. You want to buy something, you want somebody to buy it to you, and the person has his own character, and if you don't take it, he implicates you. There might be investigation for you to come up, but between the time he did it and investigation, the discomfort. Am I talking or I'm not talking to somebody here today? But sought the Lord, God of his father, and walk in his commandment, and not after the doings of Israel. Keep going. I want something. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. And all Judah brought Jehoshaphat present. And he had riches and honor and abundance. So watch this. The thing that you are chasing, that you are not coming back, is impregnated in seeking God. Hear this. Give me the New Living Translation. And watch this. Golden rule. So the Lord established Jehoshaphat. Why? Jehoshaphat's control over the kingdom of Judah. All the people of Judah brought gift to Jehoshaphat after he see God. So he became very wealthy and highly esteemed. So the wealth you are chasing, don't chase it, chase God. Just chase God. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. And how many things will be added? All other things. How many things will be added? All other things. So there is a reason why we are seeking the face of God. There is a reason why we are pursuing God. There is a reason why we are not sleeping. We are not pursuing God because we love him. You can backslide. I told them at the honor, I said, let me tell you something. The quality you have in you that make you serve God on earth and become an attractive Christian is as a result of the third person of the Godhead. His name is called the Holy Spirit. Without him, you cannot serve God very well. Without him, you cannot be a good Christian. Without him, you cannot have the traces of Christ. You cannot be conformed to the image of Christ. Because the reason why God has given the opportunity to live on earth is to become like Jesus. At the end of the day, you must become like Jesus Christ to be conformed. So you need the Holy Ghost to lead a holy life. You need the Holy Ghost to lead a sanctified life. You need the Holy Ghost to lead a godly life. Now, the Holy Spirit comes upon you and help you to do that. And once it's on you, there is a requirement to live a holy life. She will always announce his coming. You start feeling the ability to speak in tongues. When you pick up a song to worship, something, a goose pimples, sheer bomb, something happened. And I told you that he always announces entry, but he never announces exit. So the Holy Ghost can leave you and you are not aware that he's gone. So when something's finished, the Bible says Samson wanted to shake himself as the other time. He didn't know that the Holy Ghost has left him. It means that when the thing left, he didn't know. The benefit and the rewards of seeking the face of God. Fasting, it will make your IQ very sharp. I'll come to the physical benefit. You will lead a healthy life in the midst of all this poisonous food we are eating. Poisonous food. If the cabbage is not watered by gutter water, then it's watered by some polluted stream, especially in Accra.
It's filled with fertilizer. You buy watermelon, you squeeze it, there's segregation. Water at the top, the thing has settled down. That shows you the amount of chemicals in it. So there is a food you ate yesterday, now you didn't eat food, you ate chemicals. Chinese people are producing cabbage out of rubber. Different things are happening. The malt that you bought, some ghetto guys are the one who are mixing in Tunkum and then Guinness and things, and you are drinking all kinds of wickedness. Now there's another one that people are not aware. People are importing things and changing the expiring date. So it is possible you can buy a sardine or expire last year. Give the Lord a clap of, and I'm preaching. That's the kind of wickedness we are dealing with. This is what we are dealing with in our time, in our, believe it or not, believe it or not, believe it or not. So you need the detoxic system of fasting. Fasting must go and fly. Look at the way young people are dying of kidney problems, liver problems, all kinds of things. That's not so good. This sickness is when we're growing. It's for old people, old people, old people. My grandmother, blessed memory, Aman Ponsa, my grandmother died probably close to 100 or 100 thereabout. I saw her eating fufu every day. My grandmother never eats food that is kept in the fridge. And the fufu, didn't like much of the cassava. It's more of the plantain. Yes. So don't tell me fufu is not healthy, because my grandmother ate it. Now, where I came from, when we said, if you don't eat fufu that day, it means that you didn't eat. That means when you hear kunkun, that means we ate. But no, the question is that why did these people live so old, so young? I only saw my grandmother went to hospital because he had an accident, and they put a metal on his way. But highly was he going to hospital? Highly did you see her go to hospital? Do you know the reason? At their time, there was not much pollution. No, those days, we even used to lock door and not take the key away. Yeah. The way to keep the key is under the doormat. Yeah. Today, there are so much thieves that people are sitting in the church because of lack of the fear of God. They can climb this altar. There's much prayer and fasting and steal from the altar. Can you imagine you marry such a man? In church, thinking you are marrying a husband. The man that does not have the fear of God to steal from the altar, who are you? He can sell you. Dubious means of people. People can be in church but doing crooked businesses. The fear of God is gone. Conscience is dead. Dead. And a dead conscience will lead you to your grave, because sin has wages. Sin has wages. If it has no wages, God will not tell you to live, not live in sin. Sin has wages. Whatsoever a man sows, he will reap. Ha! Let me tell you something. Those of you have been stealing from the altar. Even fetish priests, shrine, we don't steal there. And if you think you fear the devil more than God, then be careful. Number one, it's a consuming fire. Number two, the Bible says it is fearful to fall in his hand. He can give you long life and punish you. He can just decide you won't die, but you will suffer. Be careful. Be careful. When you see money in the church, leave it and go. When you see mobile phone in the church, leave it and go. That one money that you steal, it can bring a sickness that kill you in 1 month. Because the devil knows that when you pick something from the altar, he has the legal right to kill you. Satan is a legalist. He finds what is the legal right to kill this person because he stole from the altar. That one is in the spirit. Now hear me. Everybody, shine your eyes and look at me. The supernatural controls the natural. Everyone say the supernatural. So, as you are sitting here, you are not the only heir. Huh? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 2. Let me show you something. Hebrews chapter 11 verse number 2 said that by it the elders obtain good report. Go to verse number 3. Look at it. Through faith we understand that what? The wells were framed by who? I want you to notice the word the wells. W-O-R-L-D-S. The wells. This is only just one. There are other wells we are not aware. And God created different wells. There is a well. We don't know how the Jupiter look like. We don't know how the Mercury look like. We don't even know how the stars look like. They say they are planets. All our scientists can go is in the moon. They can't go much. Nobody can go to the sun. And all these things are the creations of God. So it's possible we and you, we were living in another world and we came to this world. And when we leave here, we go to another world. So God has wells. The wells were framed by the word of God. So stop. Listen to me. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. You cannot see God and still be a thief. If you are not careful, the generation will help you to trap yourself into the hands of God. And the devil will just destroy you for nothing. Can you imagine that all the people in the world, the one that has an idea to sell Jesus as one of his disciples, wanted to start a real estate. It's in the Bible. Judas bought a land to start a real estate business. Later, that land became a cemetery. And nobody killed him or he hung himself. He hung him. It is called the spirit of self-destruction. If you want to sell everybody in this world, is it God? Come to church. Somebody is sitting by you. He's going to use the restroom. You put your hand in his back. Take his money, take his phone. And you think it is gone. Hey. When we come to church, the Bible says we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the city of God. The Bible describes the spiritual realm as heavenly Jerusalem. And it says we are privileged to worship in innumerable company. So whilst we are here, there are more angels than human beings. There's another thing Jesus said, where two or three has gathered, then I am there. So Jesus just saw you lift up somebody's phone. And the devil said, I have a right to kill you. I have a right to give you sickness. I have a right to give you disease. So, in order to free yourself from these things, lead a godly life. Now, listen. No thief can become great. It's not a good thing. See God. If you have character traits and you see that, your charisma is to steal. Pray until that charisma leaves you. Your charisma is to snatch people's husband. Pray until it leaves you. Amen. You have to come to the place that Satan will not have any accusation against you. He is the accuser of the brethren. So he can go to court of heaven, not God's door. If there's anybody disturbing God in heaven, Satan. See, go right now. Have you considered this? Lord, that girl in Portis. The Lord said, what is it against Satan? He said, he has stolen a phone. Please, I want to give her popomiasis. I want to give her a secret. When he's walking there, he's shaking his head. What do you think? Then if there's no intercessor, when he went to God, he said, have you considered my servant Job? He went to God and he said, that guy, I came here because of Job. He said, what is it? Don't you see the way he's living a righteous life? He said, no. He doesn't fear you for nothing. That guy, you have not tested him. In fact, the way he's worshiping you is because of the way you have bribed him. The bribe is too much. Look at the way you have given him cattle, sheep. Even me, if you give me that, I'll worship you. It does not mean I love you, but I just to keep the thing. That's what the devil, that was the argument. That don't fear you for nothing. And when he finished, God realized that he has made a very strong point. That means that he dropped God's attention that God knows what he's saying is a lie, but he has to prove it to him. God doesn't bless people for nothing. Do you know that? God blessed Job because God knows that when the test comes, Job will pass. Yes, so God told him that, Satan, the guy really loves me. Because I know where I started blessing him. I know where I pick him from. Even when I was not blessing, he was worshiping me. And after I blessed him, he kept worshiping me. He said, no, he has not been tested. Number two, he's even afraid. He's afraid that he will lose the blessing. So why? As long as we are concerned, that guy doesn't qualify for the blessing. And as long as you keep blessing him, we know that you only bribe people to worship you. The Lord said, oh my. Okay, go, it's in your hand. Think about it. Can God make that argument about me and you? Can you imagine God look at the chorister and say, this girl, he can never fornicate. If you like, try her with $50,000, it will not work. And somebody can $100 bill note in brand new bundles, 5, and pick her at the Porter's Johnson on his way and say, where do you live? He said, oh, I'm living at Asama. They are even injecting me. Really? This is $50,000. Just give me a kiss.
Moses, I'll change the tag. Say, yeah. He will forget that he is a querister. He will forget that he is a Christian. He will forget that he is in protest. Obey the tag. Say, primary. Edia, say, papa, you know. And my papa, you win. He say, biscuit. What are you talking about? Don't stop me. Allow me to preach what I want to preach. What is it? Can we pass the test? You are looking for a job and you just got a job by the United Nations. And the boss that you got a job, you go into his office and say, wow, beautiful girl. Where are you from? I'm from Ghana. I see. Say, thank you, sir. God bless you. The way you are saying God bless you, are you one of those people they call Christians? Say, wow, there is a law in this office. Anyway, we would love to hire you, but everybody that comes here hugs me. Now, listen, you will come face to face with appointment letter on the left, Jesus at the right. Will you be ready to throw the letter away because a man wants to sleep with you? And the man said, if you don't do it, you can't work in this office. A lady was an air hoster, went there and applied for a commercial airline, want to work as a flight attendant. What did they call them? Air host, whatever they call them. Huh? Air hostess or whatever. I don't care. He was working in a plane and got there. And the first try, the first flight, he was going to. So you go to the counter after you are not permitted to fly and fly again. So you get there and then they book your hotel. Then you get there. Everybody's supposed to have their hotel. So he went for the counter and took his key. Open the hotel. Then the pilot was sitting there with the boxer shorts. Oh, sir, I'm sorry. Oh, the people make it. No, come. It's our room. So they arranged such a way that they book and the pilot in the same room. He said, how can it be our room? And after they talked to the man, he said, do you still want to work here? This is the day. Most of the guests you see, they've done it. So stay here and say, no way. I won't do it. I'm a married man. He said, so what? Are you the only person? All of them are married, but they do it. So there are magic marriage women that has compromised. They are working with guilt. Seek the face of God until that guilt leave you. You are serving God all right, but Satan has a point. You cannot confess it. And if you don't take care, the devil capitalizes it and send you to hell. Confess your fault to one another. A lady committed adultery after wedding. The husband traveled outside. They're supposed to go together, but his visa didn't come. And as a result of that, he got close to his former boyfriend and slept with the guy. He went to tell his pastor. Pastor said, go and tell your husband. So I said, tell him. Either he brings you together or you part it. It's better than keeping it. Because as long as this thing is there, your marriage will never be blessed. And one day it will eat you up and it kills you. Confess your fault to one another. Pray for one another that you'll be here. You are not here to come and just joke and tell you any announcer story that you can live anyhow and go to heaven. Who told you that? Yes, you can go to heaven. But on the last minute, Satan can trap you. The devil know we are in the end time. The devil know Jesus can come anytime. He's trapping people. There are married people there. But the day the trumpet sound, they'll be committing adultery. Some of them will be living. There are people who are serving in church. Can you imagine when the angels sound the trumpet? You are lying on somebody's room naked. That is the way Jesus came to meet you. May he never be your story. Amen. That is why he warned us, I'll come like a thief. I'll come unannounced. Occupy till I come. Hey, stop the clapping and listen. This Christianity is not an announced story. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the Son of God. As it was in the days of Noah, they were eating, they were drinking until the flood started. And let me tell you something. Can you imagine the sadness? Even Noah's son's wife, their parents makes the salvation. Their daughters married the man that is preaching salvation, enter the ark, but the girls told their parents they didn't believe. So those girls, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, their wives were not happy in the ark because they know their parents are dead. Yeah? If everybody has to die, and I go for funeral, I don't really care the dead body. Because on all the histories of the books I've read, Nobody go to heaven and want to come back. I realize that those who translate to go to heaven and die, they forget about their wife, they forget about their husband, they glory dead, they don't want to come back. When I see people lying in the state, the question is that, where are they now? Where are they now? Where are they? It is appointed for man to die once, and after death, judgment. So physical death is inescapable. Except the corn of wheat of die, buried and die, it abided alone. But when it die, it come out to a new body. Nobody can go to heaven with this body. This body, nobody, me and you, we can't go to heaven. You must receive Jesus Christ, die, and then this body is translated and come to the body Jesus had when he rose from the dead. So if Jesus died before he went to heaven, everybody must die before they go to heaven. Even if the rapture come now, you must die in a second before you come back to life. The Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, you will be changed. That means you will die and you rose by happy in 1 second. Watch this. Watch this. So, heaven is a choice. And you choose it and you commit yourself to seeking. Seeking the face of God and getting closer to God can deliver you from a lot of errors. Because this world is becoming darker and darker and darker. And the things that has make it easy to become darker is what you call social media. When we didn't have smartphones, we couldn't take naked pictures and send it to other people. Look at me quiet. Analog time. And when we're holding Casio calculators, who was taking naked picture? No. Today you can take your iPad in your room, stand in the bathroom, naked yourself. Your boy is in America and he's watching. Don't look at me as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me. Some of your naked pictures are on other people's phones.
Yeah.
And you take 360 degrees. Like I hear somebody say, my own was 180. Whichever one. Okay, no problem. Keep it up. My was not up to 3, it was 180. I took half. No problem. Even if it's 90, we will all be here to see. Yeah. It's amazing. Whatever we say, you will react with your own thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One day I said that God said that when he came, those who didn't serve him, they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He said, what about if I don't have a teeth? What will happen? I say, you'll be weeping and gnashing of gum. And the gum, even teeth, is better. So whatever you have in your mouth, they will be weeping and gnashing. That is it. Tell your neighbor, see God. A pastor asked me when I was going for waiting. He said, Papa, he said, Prof, I saw you come. He said, what are you looking for? I said, God. He said, what are you looking for again? I said, God. I'm looking for God. Simple. I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for anything. Every material thing I will need, God can give it to me. But I want more of him. And listen, I want to look like Christ. I am not even conscious of being a preacher. I am conscious of being a child of God. You can be a... Listen. You can be a prophet and you are not a child of God. You can be a pastor and you are not a Christian. You don't have Christ-like life. You can be a deacon and you have no relationship with Jesus Christ. Sitting in church does not guarantee you're going to heaven. Seek him. They that seek me, they will find me. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number. You see, there is something about those who get into trouble and don't know what to do. And there is something also about those who get into trouble and immediately know what to do. The problem is not the problem. Do you know what to do? If you study Jesus carefully, anytime there's a problem, you knew what to do. The Bible says he has taken people for crusade. And they were hungry. And then the disciples came and said, send the people to go to town. He said, give them something to eat. And they say he himself knew what to do. So if you don't know what to do, that is where fear and apprehension steps in. Now watch this. So, what you practice when nobody sees is what activated himself when the devil faced you with attack in public. So, watch this. If Esther was fasting and nobody sees how he fast, then when Naaman attacked them, he went back to the archives and practiced what he used to do. And he was so sure it will work.
Yeah.
Now, hear this. Some of you were... The reason I know you survive, there are some girls, every time you are doing fasting in the choir, they are here. You see them pray.
And in my spirit, I know that if they leave Ghana and go to every country, they will survive. Because of certain foundation of training. There are some too, if they travel and hardship come, they will forget God. Also, for listen. What about if Naaman tried to kill them? Esther didn't know how to fast. Do you know the next thing he was going to do? Manipulation to go to the king. He was going to be wearing something and be walking at Lady Gaga. And God and the king said, because this despotic monarch, now listen to me. Don't try to talk to people that only God can talk to. Don't waste your time. That your occultic boss. Hey! God must walk into his bedroom. They don't fear anything. The devil has given them pride. Can you imagine fellow talking? Who is that God? Who is that God? When God finished dealing with him, he humbled himself so much that when Jacob was going to say, pray for me. Pharaoh not in Bible. He can take you from 40,000 feet above sea level and put you in a pit. He rules on the face of men. Pharaoh said, who is that God that I should obey him? By the time God finished with Pharaoh, one country wake up. It will never happen again, doctor. One country, and there was funeral in everybody's house. There is no house without a firstborn, and he killed every firstborn. So it is the first time nobody go to anybody's funeral because I have one. You have one. Everybody has one. Every you walk to a country and every home, everybody is crying. He said, I will walk through the land of Egypt. And then the ghost of Egypt, I will execute judgment. And I will kill all the firstborns. And every firstborn in that country that they die because of the stubbornness of a president. Pray for your leaders. The Bible says from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the one that is on the male. So if you be any word, there is no funeral. And when the time comes for cemetery, mass barrier. This is the God. So do you know? That is the day I say, Lord, yeah, I'm a firstborn. Thank God I was not born at that time. And I was not an Egyptian. That means that. Now, this is another mystery. All the firstborn that die again, they have done nothing wrong. It is just the stubbornness of their leader. Some of them were doing their PhD. Some of them were preparing to gather those who were going to do wedding the next day. They died. You think it's funny? I'm painting a picture. When the Bible writes something, you read it. It's more than what you are reading. I'm giving you detailed commentary of what happened. What about those who were firstborn? They finished a wedding, they were on honeymoon. They were lying on their fiancé and died. Died. Different story. So when we're first, but it doesn't matter your location. It doesn't matter your activity. Bam, you die. Osafu, let's seek this God. Let's humble. Right? Fasting is for humble people. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. So when you are proud, you can't fast. When you are too scared, you can't fast. When you think that you can make it because you have 3 master's degree and 2 PhDs. And Jesus Christ, some of you are like the way you can line up your achievement. And when we get to your room, your hall, the lining of your certificate. The economics. Master's in business administration. MBA. ZOE. W changing. If you are crying, tears here. Let's say. When you boss you say, but not boss, I'm a catcher. Say, you have arrived. Move to. Now go power show. No sorry. No sorry. Okay? God can defy so much things that when it comes for him to choose a leader, he doesn't go to university. He go to the bush and pick a shepherd boy. He takes foolish things to confound the wise. This God, he has no respect for the things we celebrate. He has no respect. He has no. That is why God can pick an illiterate here, anoint him, and use him to make waves. Because I keep telling you that, be careful the way you celebrate experience. Because experience is not always the best teacher. It can be a bad undertaker. Now listen, if your experience is your best teacher, then progress is in prison. Because it depends on what you experience. That is why anytime, can I say that thing again? If experience is your best teacher, then progress is in prison. Because sometimes experienced people will never take a new step. That is why anytime God is about to do a new thing, you use people who are inexperienced. Saul was there, but God used David to kill Goliath. Because Saul, with all his experience of war, he put the whole people in prison. And Goliath arrested them for 40 years. And all Saul was looking for was skill and experience. Who has a skill? But there was a guy who came, no experience. Give me one reason why you are not clapping for Jesus. Tell me one, and I'll continue preaching. So some, be careful the way you celebrate experience. Your hands are now by and you will know that thing. Be careful. Check it. God always used young people for history. Young people, they have no experience. They are raw. They are praying. They don't know what they are even doing, but they are speaking the face of God. Those who are managing a scale, and we have to do it like this. And instead of praying in a church, you are trying to form management team. And all of them are witches. I told one pastor, I said, what is your problem? Papa, I'm trying to form a board. I say, keep forming board. You yourself, you become a wood. Board for what? Pray and stop that. Sit down, let me give it to you for 5 minutes and close. Amen. 5 minutes. Tell your neighbor, 5 minutes. Are you getting something here today? And it came to say after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them, other beside the Ammonite came against Jehoshaphat to battle. The guy who have learned to fast. And the Bible said, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there came a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazotama. It's a good name for your firstborn. Hazazotama, which is Engedi. Somebody said, but you're not pronouncing anywhere. Am I a Hebrew? And Jehoshaphat feared and set his face to seek the Lord. So then, when the threat came, the first attention was not to go for any man's help. You, anything that comes to you, the first thing to think is man. Man. And curses everyone that puts his trust in man and make the arm of flesh his arm. And the host of us set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. So when the thing came, he didn't try to go for skillful army or something. He engaged spiritual battle. He said, afflicted, let him pray. Your marriage is delaying. You don't want to fast. Only wrong people propose to you. You don't want to fast. Every job you get, you are getting a problem. You don't want to fast. What can we do for you? These are kings who face kind of unsurmounted resistance and opposition. And the first reference is to seek God. And your first reference is to find the arm of flesh. You don't need to use your body to get an appointment letter. You need your body to preserve it. And it's difficult. It's difficult when we are dealing with a dog and a monkey. Also, you need God to give you an appointment letter. And let me see the man that will try to cancel it. Seek the face of God. Go to verse number 3. Go to verse 4. My dear. Verse 4. And Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. They came to... Let me see, but how many of you want to prosper here? How many of you want to prosper? Are you sure? Huh? How many of you want to prosper? Are you sure you want to prosper? Let me show you one key to prosperity that is connected to fasting and prayer. I'm telling you. If you see kings who has money, now think about it. Queen Esther was hyper comfortable. Sitting in a palace. But Mordecai gave him a prophecy. He said, don't think that you escape. Everybody know you are not from this kingdom.
It's like one of these guys has gone to marry a Chinese man and bring the Chinese man here. He tried to tell the Chinese man that he come from Nigo Pram Pram. Your face will betray you. Look at his small, small eyes. Is he like a Nigo Pram Pram? No. So you can look at, you can go to a place and look at, even in Ghana, you can look at a certain white and tell that this one is India. This one is Chinese. This one is Arab. They all have light skin. They all have dark color. But their facial expression betray and exposes them where they come from. That is why it was not difficult for Moses to know that he belonged to these people. So when he woke up, even though he grew up in a palace, he didn't look like the palace people, damn the people in Goshen. So Esther won the beauty contest, all right, but everybody knew that this girl is not one of us. So when the guy told him that you will not escape, but let me give you the key for prosperity. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Let's read from verse number 1 and I'll be done. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah. Everybody say Uzziah. Uzziah. Say it very loud. Say it very loud. Uzziah. Who was how many years old? Wow. Youngest monarch. 16 years old. Which stage will it be? Is it primary or SSS? SS. But not university. 16 is too early for university. I will call you a broker. Some, it can happen to some. They go to university at 16. If you completed, if you get to university at 16, this one was a king of a nation at 16. But let's check what really qualified him. One of the youngest monarchs recorded in the Bible. Huh? Then the people, and it's not like he forced himself, the people took him. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah. So it's not that the guy informed me, Papa, move me. So the guy was thinking about it. They bring me and say, you, this boy, there's something about you we cannot explain. Even though you are sitting here, but your brain is 90. Sit down and rule. Let's check something here. Huh? What did the people saw? What did they see? They saw something about this guy. They took him and make him a king. Normally in this state, they will say somebody should reign in his stead. So that when he grow, then they will put him there. But the people took him. All the people, and it's not that someone, there's no such thing. All the people. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. Watch this. And the moment the guy landed on the throne, and he built, the 16 years boy built Eroth and restored it into Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. That's his father. Now look at something here. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years. What? 52 years in Jerusalem. First time, eh? Judah people took him. At a point, you realize he has taken all the kingdom. Now, the capital was Jerusalem. His mother's name was also called Jecolia. That one I'll teach you now. The Bible don't refer to mothers. So when you see the mother have come, that means he play a major role. Now, listen to me. Your son said, all the girls here, listen to me. That is why you have to be spiritual. Even if you marry a pastor, I don't care how anointed the man is. Your children, the children will take the level of the spirituality of their mother. Listen to me. If you marry the most anointed, that is why some pastors can be anointed, but their children will be wayward. It is best be blame on the woman. It's simple. No. Our case is my mommy that raised them. They are more closer to him, her than me. No. Very, very close. They can sit. They can call her and not ask of me. And me, I don't care. That's a fact. Nana Kwame call his mother every day. And yesterday I call and say, you have forgotten me. He said, oh, daddy, I know you are busy. I say, you have a point. Everybody use that thing as daddy, I don't want to disturb you. I know you are busy. Eh? If his mother is preaching 10 times a day, you still call. And say, he will say that I know you are busy, but I just want to say hello. Now there is something about children and their mom. The bonding. Yes. So if you are Kana, it will affect the children. If you see children who are prayerful, it is from their mom. Look at Timothy. Timothy got the impartation from his mother Lois and Eunice, and he came on the guy. None of, listen, Timothy's father's name was not mentioned. Hey, all the guys here, so I said, those in ministry, don't marry a Kana woman. The price is too heavy. A woman who doesn't want to pray, who doesn't want to see God, who doesn't want to love God, it will affect the children. That is why I have a problem. Even if the man will not fast, a woman that don't want to be spiritual have a problem with you.
This is it. These are the few times you see women's name are mentioned. They never mention it. Let me tell you something. There is nothing like marry a spiritual woman. Understand the things of God. When there's a problem, can a Copeland say, I got paralyzed. I paralyzed. My mother prayed me out of paralysis. He said, the woman prayed. I was lying down, I couldn't move. Pray from evening to Ramachi 4 o'clock. When Copeland wake up accidentally, his hand, the hand that he couldn't lift it, he used it to pick up with the mother, said, I got it. And the mother left. And the guys, I'm preaching. John Hagee. Now, Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church, going to the mother pray him out of sin. Please. Paul said, Timothy, the grace was on your grandmother. It came on you, your mother, and it's on you. Where is the father? This is the secret of this guy. 60 years out of the 20 the man give to the guy. 60 years. There was something about the guy that cannot be explained. 16 years. Because the dads are always on the road going to find something to keep the house. You are the one keeping the house. Now listen, a man will build a house, but the woman will raise a home. So you can have a house without a home. Drag your husband to church. The best thing you can do, the least you can do a man, is to get him closer to God. He's the head of the home. Force him, honey, let's go to church. Honey, let's go for all night. Honey, please. It solved a lot of problems in the house. It covered, it blocked the devil. It put a seal around the family. Hey! When you can get the man to come to the place to know God, when you can get the man to come to the place to at least spend some percentage of his time with God, it solves a lot of problems. It delivered the family from adultery, from inviting demons of witchcraft. Because when a man is spiritual, the covering of the family is intact. When a woman becomes spiritual, the man is carnal, there is still a loophole, because the head of the woman is the man. Years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecholiah of Jerusalem. Let's end with this one. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. How did he do it? According to all that his father Amaziah did. So you see, the father too was a very spiritual man, but it's the mother that played a major role in his life, guided him. Boy, wake up and pray. Boy, do this thing. Go and see mommy always and the son. Nana Kwame. Nana, go and dress your bed. Nana, go and do this. Nana, go and do this. Somebody visited my school and came and said, he's so disciplined. He doesn't like friends. I said, that's the training the mom gives to him. Me or the family, one come and say, kora kobo bo, kora kobo, kora kakra, kora kakra. No, that's what it is. Oh. Amen. That's what it is. I saw his mother teaching him how to cook on is it video call?
Yes.
You hear him here, Nana, put the oil inside. I'll be sitting out here. Chang. Let the oil hit some more. Put the onion. Then you say, mommy, the onion is burning you. No, me tell me your children. Me, my mother taught you how to cook in order. He didn't teach me that way. Well, you control where you're going, okay? About 11 your first issue. To your food, you repair. No. Sometimes I travel with them, I'm cooking. They ask me, how do you learn how to cook? It's my mother taught me. The woman I know who raised me is my mom. She raised me as a headmistress. It's the one. He was playing the role of a mother and a father at the same time. Do you know what it means to raise four boys? The first one is a ninja. Me, I was a ninja. A ninja mixed with martial art. I started as a kung fu, graduated to ninja and a martial art. And the woman is raising us. I'm telling you. It's not a small thing. Amen. It's a miracle we are standing here preaching what we are preaching. Hey! It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Amen. Mother's role. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. According to what his father Amaziah did. Keep on going. And he sought God. So this is the strength. And he sought God in the days of Zachariah. So Odifo, he find himself around the center of some prophet and took advantage of it. So Oanuaba, Baba, I'm sure he called the prophets, Papa, the person betrayed me. He sought God in the days of Zachariah. Zachariah has understanding of the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Stand to your feet. And rest my case. As long as he joined the 14 days, the 70 days, the 21 days, and the 50 days, God made him and had to do what? Prosper. The Bible said the weapon will be formed, but it will not prosper. Do you know the weapons the enemy has shot at us? Dangerous. Hallelujah. As long as he sought the Lord, as long as he's part of the fasting of this family, and he's not staying at home and giving stupid excuses, God made him to prosper. Amen. This is it. This is what I'm telling you. You sit at your home and sit down on your chair and be watching Facebook. Who told you Christianity is designed for Facebook? When the Ethiopian eunuch went to the revival meeting in Jerusalem, nothing happened to him. On his way back, then God remembered him to let Philip meet him. He didn't got baptized at the service, but he got baptized on his way home to Ethiopia. Then he encountered God. The eyes of the Lord is moving. Everything you do, God is calculating the level of sacrifice. So, girl, waking up in the morning and evening, driving through the traffic, braking, accelerating, braking, and managing to come to Portis, even if you come and even share benediction, it means a lot to God. God calculated it as part of sacrifice. Because nobody gets anointing and grace in their comfort zone. And you can't serve God in your convenience. Hey! Hannah keep going to fasting meeting at Shiloh. He keep going, and I think his prayer point was one. And this fruit of the womb was not coming until one, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared again. And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh. And Hannah, after benediction, his sacrifice was not to go home. And the prophet who was in his ministry said, this guy is a drunkard. I said, Mommy, put on your wine. He said, Papa, Debbie, Papa, bra. So, no, be honest. He said, blow me around. Where you appeal? Blow me. Where Fanta? The man said, once I have a check it and realize that there's no alcohol, then the Lord grant a petition which you have. Bam, somewhere was born. I can't imagine the way. Worry, said, then yap. Proper boy. You know, some of you, when I ask you, do you have a fiancé? It means on your papa. The way I want to mean can is straight. And as a boy, on your papa, oh, see, that's so, you know, and on Minda. On your Colette. Monsieur, on your day. On your Colette. Boy, on your Colette. On your Colette. But I ask you, only na namne honka kra kra, on na honka kra kra, say, obi an shewa, no, I can say, one, on your Colette. But I did. I mean, funny, sir. Internal no one in the first week in there, your boy soon better. Second week, your man before become one. Now, Mark, a better was on your jaw, sir. Who's he who was sorry? Be you will never be at the Empire Bonnage. You don't stop praying until you see manifestation. As long as he saw the Lord, as long as he saw the Lord, as long as he saw the Lord. Do you know my confidence in life as I'm living? I'm still seeking God. And I'm standing on some fundamental scriptures. As long as I'm seeking God, God will never put me to shame. Amen. I'm seeking God. Lift up your holy hands. Pray, Lord, grace to seek you. Increase my capacity to love you. Remove impediment and excuses for serving you. Give me a sacrificial heart. Don't let my circumstance become an excuse. I don't want to use the circumstance to make an excuse that, hey, I am tired, I am this. As long as I seek you, I'll prosper. Open your mouth, lift up your voice and pray. Pray for grace. Pray for grace. Grace, grace, grace. As stand on this scripture, as long as you lift your voice and pray.
God bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Veiled Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 242 47 2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16 Mutual Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.